From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against the Islamic State group and not to engage with U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in the region.
We very much appreciate the efforts of both partners, Turkey and the Syrian Defense Forces, in the fight against ISIL. They've both made material contributions. We've worked with both of them.
The Turkish military and its Syrian rebel allies are in the sixth day of a campaign designed to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG members out of the Syria-Turkey border town of Jarablus and its surrounding areas. The U.S. says Kurdish YPG forces have given assurances that they will return east of the river once the town of Manbij is clear of IS forces. The U.S. State Department is continuing to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from the terrorist groups in Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially those areas in close proximity to the Syrian border. Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive is a coup. She is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's presidential election until the results are released. This is VOA News.